This raises a big question. It's already very much a yom v'yom for a lot of people who make early Shabbos. The question is, can one make early Shabbos and be yetzei su the Shabbos mi ba'od yom adam? Okay, so we still haven't spoken about that yet. Okay, so that'll be beginning of the topic tonight. All right? So there's the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim with Tzadik Tesem and Beis. The Tosfos comments on the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says that Avi Pesachim Sovach L'mincha Yochel Ad Mashi Techshach. So Tosfos raises the question, why does it say Achit Techshach? So obviously you can't have the meal till it gets dark, till the Seder, till Pesach begins. So why does Achit Techshach? So Tosfos calls one answer to say that Achit Techshach is coming La'afuke regular Shabbos in Yontif. It's to highlight that the uniqueness of Pesach, that you have to wait until Achit Techshach, until it gets dark. Unlike a regular Friday night, a regular Yontif night, so there's no need to wait until it gets dark. One can eat the meal, even be Be'od Yom. Based on what? How can you eat the meal with Be'od Yom? So Pashto is based on the Seva Shabbos. If you make Kabbalah Shabbos early, so Shabbos starts. So it could be Yitzin Mitzvah of Suda Be'od Yom. And then Taisus quotes another day that says, oh, that's not true. That even on a regular Friday night, a regular Yontif night, you can't start the meal with Be'od Yom. So why is it Tetzach Techshach by Pesach? Because one would have thought that maybe you can eat the Seder, thought the Seder would be Be'od Yom. Why would I have thought that the Seder was more kal? So I would have thought that since the Korban Pesach is like any other Korban, and most Korbanos, you bring a Korban, you can start to eat it already that day, eat a Korban that day and that night, and some Korbanos the next day also. So I would have thought that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach with Be'od Yom. So Kamash Balon, you have to manage the Techshach. So again, according to the first day in Tosfos, the Seder is unique, that you have to wait dafka for Pesach and Shadechshach, but a regular Friday night you don't have to. Going to the second day in Tais, of course you have to wait Shadechshach. The Chiddush is that even on Pesach, there would have been a Svar for Ken, even on Pesach you have to wait Shadechshach. So when all the dust settles, Pesach night for sure you have to wait Shadechshach. Whether or not Friday night you do is Shadow 2 days in Tais. What's the Nekudas of Machloikis? What are they fighting about? So it's usually explained that the Machloikis revolves around the following. We know there's a din of Tosefi Shabbos, the Melanzaf and Sokhu Rosh Hashanah of Tess. There's a mitzvah to set Shabbos. The Rambam, we spoke about this Rambam earlier on this year, I think, the Rambam denies that mitzvah holds the Chlik Zetanoi, but many of the Rishonim hold that Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion that there is a mitzvah to set Shabbos. So one could raise a question, what does set Shabbos is? Does set Shabbos mean that it's mamish a new day? Or does the set Shabbos mean it's still Friday, it's still the old day? But with the Nisim Malacha, you have to be meisiv b'chalakai, which means you have to refrain from doing Malacha, even though it's Friday. But do I say no, that the Sefer Shabbos Mamash changes the day, that's already considered to be Shabbos? See, if you hold that it's still Friday, so that means you have to refrain from Malacha, but it doesn't impact on the mitzvah says save Shabbos. So you can't be, I'd say, Sunda Shabbos, maybe Yod Yom. If you hold that it's Mamash a new day, so then the Koyach of the Sefer Shabbos transforms the day of Gamri, the Chol Dini Torah, and you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sunda Shabbos. That's an age old Machlokes, 2 days of Tosfos Pesachim. How do we paskin la locha on this? And Mishnevur is make on the Shabbos. Mishnevur the Shabbos paskins that me'ikra din, you don't have to wait until it gets dark in order to be yaitzei su the Shabbos. Mishnevur writes it, yes, it's a ace, it's a chumra bi'alma. It's a nice thing to do, is you should wait. What does it mean, it's a nice thing to do? So Mishnevur says, if a person wants to make early Shabbos, that's okay. You can eat your meal, maybe Yod Yom, but then you should take a piece of challah at the end of the meal, after dark, before benching, you should have a piece of challah, just like Yesa says, just to fulfill the mitzvah, according to the other day in Taisus. A chumra beyond, it's not Nikra din. I always tell people that if you're a guest in somebody's house and you want to follow their chumra, you should explain to the Balas HaBayis why you're doing that, because otherwise you're going to get very insulted. You should just serve the whole 10-course meal, and then he asks for more challah at the end of the meal. But we usually do in our house, so we until Pesach, most people don't make early Shabbos. And these weeks, already people start to make early Shabbos. So some weeks we do, some weeks we don't, depending on everyone's schedule. So the weeks that we do, we have an unofficial meeting in our house, extra challah, a lot more calories, more fattening. So we usually have a lot of extra matzahs left over from Pesach. Matzahs, half the calories, less than half the calories of challah. So at the end of the meal, I bring out some matzahs. So we usually first go through the back to the hand shmur matzahs, the first to go. So usually the first 2 weeks after Pesach, so our the hand shmur gets devoured as the kazayis at the end of the meal. After the hand shmur goes, then usually the machine shmur is the next meal. And then the regular, whatever matzah left over from Pesach, then we run out of one more matzah. So the one can fulfill that hiddur with a mere kazayis at the very, very end of the meal. Again, it's not bigger than it's a chumra biyama in deference to that day in Tosfos. What's the lomdus? What's the bir adover that to distinguish between a regular Shabbos meal and Pesach meal? The way we pass in halacha, you can't start the Seder until it's mamish dark. So that's what Reb Chaim, the famous bir, Reb Chaim explains, that the Sefer Shabbos can transform the day and give it Kedushas Hayom. You can endow Friday afternoon with the Kedushas Hayoyim, but you can't turn Friday afternoon into Friday night. You can't turn it into dark. Dark is a physical reality. So the physical reality only starts when physical reality mamish kicks in. So when it comes to Suda Shabbos, the Mechayev of Suda Shabbos is Kedushas Hayoyim. Let's say a person doesn't eat the Shabbos meal Friday night. You can eat Shabbos also. The Ramah writes with three meals, maybe El Yom also. The next day of Shabbos. So the Mechayev of Suda Shabbos is Kedushas Hayoyim. The Mechayev of Matzah is Be'eftach Matzah is Be'ochach Rabbosu B'la Lazeh. The Mechayev of Matzah is Leil Pesach, Leil Chamish also. So if it's not Leil Chamish also, it can be Tosefes from today till tomorrow, but it's not Leil Chamish also, it's not Leil Chamish also. So one would not be able to be Yetzid. That's how we pass in Leil Chamish also. A regular Shabbos not yet, but Pesach not. And then there are more years on Sukkot. It's also not, and other reasons. But the Ikra is for regular Friday night, we hold you can be Yetzid Mitzvah Suda Shabbos, even be Be'od Yom. When does the next meal begin? So the Suda's Shabbos are the daytime. So this is a big machlokes haposkim. Do we say that the Suda's Boker has to be Dafka B'Boker, the second of the Suda Shabbos? Does it have to be Dafka in the morning of Shabbos? Or can that be any time during the day of Shabbos? When does the Boker end? So the Gemara quotes the machlokes haTanoim, beginning of the fourth of Brachos. When is the end of Boker vis-a-vis Karbonos? So there's a din that's Kevs HaFatasav Boker. So you have to offer the Korban Tamid in the morning, and then you have to daven Shachris Kineged that Korban Tamid. So there's Machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabbanan in the first mission, the fourth Be'el Brachos. When is the end of Boker? So according to the Chacham, Boker ends at Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Boker ends at the end of the 4 hours. You have to daven Shachris before the end of the 4 hours. That's how we pass in. You have to end daven Shachris before 4 hours. But even though we pass it, you have to daven Shachris before the end of 4 hours, with the Eved, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rif and the Rambam, you can still daven Shachris until Chatzos. We also hold as almost have a watered-down version of Boker until Chatzos. There's a machlekes haposkim about that din, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Uchus Tefillah, that if you miss the man Shachris, you can still daven until Chatzos. Does that mean Tam Shachris, or does that mean Tam Tashlumin? So the Samach Rehman writes, that's only a din of Tashlumin. Normally, Tashlumin means you have to wait till the next tefillah. You miss Shachris, you have mincha twice, you miss mincha, you have maariv twice, etc. So this is a funny kind of a Tashlumin that you're not at the next tefillah, but since you missed man tefillah, you still is that window of Tashlumin. That's what some poskim write, that you can only daven Shachris after the Dalet shows, only if you did a Peshagim. You miss man Shachris Peshagim, because the Gemara says in the fourth Be'el Brachos, there's only Tashlumin for Shagim after Mezid. And other Achareim disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the other Achareim and say no. That the Shulchan Aruch quotes others who say that the din you can daven Shachris after 4 hours, that's not mitam tashlumin, that's mitam Shachris. That still does not Shachris. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to daven Shachris before 4 hours. That's like lechatchil de kapsach. But a bidiyavad de kapsach, even until chatzais, is still considered to be mikra din zman boikir. So there are some poskim who say that you have to eat to the Shabbos, zman Shachris of Shabbos, the boikir shal Shabbos. Friday night meal is at night of Shabbos, and it's Friday night, and the Shabbos morning meal has to be at Shabbos morning, and therefore you have to eat the Suda before Chatzos. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, when he describes the Zmanim of Suda Shabbos, the Rambam describes it as being the Suda's Erev, and the Suda's Boik, and the Suda's Sarayim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out of the Shabbos, that according to the Rambam, you have to eat your Suda before Chatzos. So a lot of people don't follow that. The Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't quote that. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, but the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't quote it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. They assume that there is no din of Suda's Boik. You can eat the Suda Shabbos anytime during the course of the day. There is another din that Shabbos says you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos past Chatzos, because the Gemara says if a person fasts more than halfway through the day, so it's almost like he fasted the whole day already. So if a person doesn't eat on Shabbos morning till after Chatzos, that's a violation, a quasi-violation of fasting on Shabbos. So the mice, everybody agrees you have to eat something before Chatzos, but it'll be a nafkamina. If you hold that the only reason why you have to eat before Chatzos is to avoid fasting, so you don't have to eat a soup, and you can have make kiddush, have a piece of cake, and then learn for 2 hours, and eat your lunch at 2 o'clock. But if you hold that al sudas, then the suda itself has to be before Chatzos. There are different opinions about this. So in most places, they're not so machmer about this. Most people never heard of this chumra, most people don't follow this. And our yeshiva is a very popular chumra, to try to make sure to eat the sudas boiker before Chatzos. This time of year, it's a mechai, this time of year, Chatzos is 1 o'clock. I shouldn't talk so fast. I have a kiddush Shabbos morning. Sometimes when you have kiddushes, that's when you run into problems with this. But if you, most of the time, in the winter time, you run into a big problem with this. So what we usually do in the winter time is we finish davening by 10:30, 11. My wife doesn't like to sit down and eat a whole meal that early. She likes to eat later, 12, 15. So what we usually do is we'll make kiddush, we'll wash, and have a little sudas boker. And fish or something like that, and then we'll bench, and then we'll take a walk, and I'll learn a little bit of whatever it is, and then we'll sit down and eat lunch, 12:30, a quarter to 1, and that'll be ready, shal shudas. So some poskim don't like that because they felt, Moshe felt that the Suda Shniyah should be more chashuv than the Suda Shlishis. And others are not so concerned about that. It's a different issue. But when I was in Kebiyavna, that's what they always, now they don't do it that way, right? When I was in Kebiyavna, so Sudas, davening would end 9, not 30 in the morning, Shabbos morning, we'd have Suda. Not kidding, we'd have Mamsha, Suda would wash and bench, and then we'd learn, Rashi would speak, and then Dav Mincha, then we'd get the lunch, it would be at 1:15 or 1:30, something like that. So they stopped at they stopped for a lot of reasons or for practical reasons, I'm not sure, I don't know. So they weren't so concerned about that. So that's what we in Bergenfield, we still do what we used to do in Kebiyavna 30 years ago. So we still, in the winter times, that's what we do.
This minhag in Bergenfield?
No, it's minhag in my house.
Yeah, sure, this minhag. Yeah. Would that be problematic for Shlishis? Not being late enough?
No, we do. We always make sure that we have Shal Shuris has to be either after Chatzais or after Becher Gedolah. In the winter time, so Chatzais is 11:40. So we usually sit down to lunch at 12:30 or 12:15, 12:30. It's usually after the Zman.
But
in the summer Zman would be ridiculous because the summer Zman, you're not going to miss Chatzais. In the summer Zman, you're not going to be Zman Mechot to 1:30. So it's going to be off kilter.
And what if
you want
to be masking like Dalit Shos being Boker?
No, nobody follows that. It's not much coming. You never see.
But
we also pass the Kedam Shachas till 12, till Chatzos bigger than. You're not supposed to do a tefillah. That's called tefillah shel abzmana. But the diavad would still be a tefillah shachar.
It seems that's the chafilah for this mandamer that you
have to eat. Yeah, I don't think anyone's machmir that you have to eat. Even the Chashochan, even the Rambam doesn't say you have to eat the Suddis Boker at 8 o'clock in the morning. So even though the Suda's Boker may not have a real Zman to it, the Shal Shudas, according to most Rishonim, does have a real Zman to it. Most Rishonim learn that Shal Shudas has to be Dafki in after Chatzais, or after Zman Milch Gedol, a different opinion as to when exactly the earliest time to eat Shal Shudas is. So which is a little bit strange. If you hold that Shal Shudas has to be after Chatzais like we hold, so then L'chor you are picking the Zman for the Suda, so then Pashas, that should be parallel that. Shal Shudas has to be in the afternoon, then Suda Shniya should probably be in the morning. So that's a question. Why most poskim don't quote that idea? But the Ma'aseh Shal Shudas we quoted. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that what one should not do as follows. There were some people who used to eat a Suda's Boker, and then they didn't want to eat so much in the afternoon. They would have a lunch at 11 o'clock, and then they would bench in the middle, and then they would wash again and continue 2 minutes later. So the poskim write that's not right. It's not right because they would end up eating Shal Shudas too early. And it's also not right because it's a shtichel bracha shenetrichach. So a little bit of an extra unnecessary brachas. There's a difference in halacha between a bracha levatala bracha shenetrichach. Bracha levatala means that I made a bracha that's mamish not a valid bracha. I made a berber eitz on a chmeis on a piece of chicken or something. That's a bracha levatala. I made laniach tefillin on before eating matzah. That's a bracha levatala. A bracha shenetrichach is I made a bracha that's true. It's 100% accurate, it's just it was unnecessary, it was superfluous. So I was in the middle of eating my meal, and then I dafka went out of my way to bench, and then start eating again 2 minutes later. So the ma'aseh, when I made the second hamotzi, it's not a bracha levatala, because it is hamotzi before eating bread. And once I benched, I had a heschadas in the bread, so I'm mechuyav to make the bracha again. But I set up a situation called the bracha shein etzricha. So the Gemara shies away from it. The Gemara says, in Yuma, you're not supposed to make a bracha shein etzricha. You have to be careful not to make unnecessary superfluous. It's not as bad as a bracha levatala, but you're not supposed to make unnecessary brachas. So there is a Magen Avram that quotes a Shlach Kodesh, that the Shlach says that the Isser of making brachas Shetzricha doesn't apply in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why is that? Because the Gemara says the brachas is supposed to try to make mashlim 100 brachas every day. So it's a big problem, and Shabbos and Yom Tov very hard to do that because the Shmoneser is so much shorter, so you have to try to scrounge around to try to be mashlim the brachas. So the Shlach says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you bench and then you start over again, you do all these kinds of tricks. It would normally during the week be a brach shein etzricha, and Shabbos and Yom Tov are justified. Because it's not shein etzricha, that's a very, very good reason. The good justification is because I want to make sure that I chap around 100 brachas. So that wouldn't qualify as a brach shein etzricha. That's the chiddush of the Shva. So the Magen Avraham quoted, he thinks it's not correct. He thinks it's against the Gemara. That is against the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma says that when the Kohen Gadol used to lay in Yom Kippur, so the Gemara has a whole tumul about how we would possibly lane if he would... He would lay multiple Kriyas HaTorahs, so it would be a problem because he wasn't able to roll the Sefer Torah in front of the Tzibur, and take the Tzibur, so the Gemara says, you should bring out another Sefer Torah, but it's the Brach Shein HaTricha. So the Gemara pilpels with Brach Shein HaTricha on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of the year where we have the biggest challenge to 100 brachas. It's always kibat impossible to find 100 brachas in Yom Kippur. Remember when I was a little boy, they used to pass around the besamim, the poskim, right? They'd be mashed and they have brachas. How many times do you smell besamim in the middle of davening? Davening Eel, everyone's passing around besamim. So the answer is that in Yom Kippur, we have no choice. We have to rely on the biggest mekilim and the sugi of mea brachas and say that every time you answer amen to a bracha, that also counts as a kol on amen kilo, amen bracha mi piv dami. So I answer amen to chazas hashat, I answer amen to the brachas aliyahs, the after, I answer that. I'll make a couple of shiyotzas, we have to scrounge around to count up the 100 brachas. But the shlo's chiddush that there's no problem of brachas yatzuch on Shabbos together seems to be refuted by the Gemara. So one should be careful on Shabbos. One shouldn't play this game of, yeah, I'm going to be at Shabbos Shiddush, I'll leave my meal, then I'll bench, and I'll leave 2 seconds later. You shouldn't do that. There should be a legitimate headstick between the two sudas in order to constitute a real necessity in terms of those brachas.
What about saying
it's not a
brachah
shenitzrich because you're
being kind of
some shashus? I don't know. It's also about the Kriyas HaTorah. Also, it was a brachah. It's still called a even though they were doing it for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. So afal b'chein, you're supposed to try to live your life in such a way that you don't end up with these quote unquote unnecessary brachas. I remember when I was a little boy, so we used to have a minig in my family that whenever we would on Shabbos, we would always bench, and then my mother would bring out the dessert afterwards after benching. That was, if I remember as a little boy, it was always like that. Friday night, Shabbos lunch, bench first, and then dessert would be served. So when I got a little bit older, so I told my parents we should stop doing that because it's a problem of a bracha she'en atzricha. The bracha, you're not supposed to do this, bracha she'atzricha. So I remember my mother said that she remembers her father always did it that way. That's how she grew up. She remembered her father was from Europe. It was always the minig. So I said, no, it's wrong. It's bracha she'atzricha. Then I got a little bit older. I realized that he probably came from a community that followed the opinion of the shlah. That not only was it not a problem, they used to tafka advocate doing it in order to be mashim the mayor brachas, and they weren't concerned with brachas yatzuch on Shabbos. But then I realized that im kol zeh, the Magen Avraham has a good raif in the Gemara against the shlach kodesh. That's off me to say. So we changed the minhag of my family. So now we serve dessert like everybody else does before. Anyone ever see this?
Yeah.
Your family also. The mamish tafka on Shabbos, they serve it after benjamin.
I was also upset about it.
You're also upset.
Yeah.
See, your mother probably told me. We also follow the shlach.
So did
you change it also? Kasa.
Yeah.
Okay. No. You also have it. Same problem. No?
I've seen it.
Yeah. That's where I think it came from. It came from the Shlach Kodesh. That's where I think it came from. Okay. Anyway, getting back to this story. The Pesach can point out, I think we mentioned this earlier on, the Pesach can point out that when you have Erev Pesach b'Shabbos, it's almost impossible to teach Al Shiddus. I think we talked about this earlier in the year. Because when you have Erev Pesach b'Shabbos, the way we pass it, you have to eat Shal Shiddus in the afternoon. What do you eat? You can't eat chametz because it's after Zman. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat matzah in Pesach. So what do you eat? There's nothing to eat. So you have to rely on those poskim that say it can be yatzur mina tagima or benetam. We spoke about benetam earlier, right? So we measure benetam. Your benetam says it can be yatzur with not hametzah. So we don't really pass it that way. So in our Pesach, Chas B'Shabbos, Nebuch, you're stuck. So you have to rely on benetam. So the poskim right, our Pesach, Chas B'Shabbos, so you should try to get up tachah early in the morning and daven early, eat a suda, then take a walk, learn for a few minutes, and eat another suda. I eat before chatzais, so you have to rely on those vishanim, so you can be yitz before chatzais. So in Erev Pesach, Shchalas Piyach, we pick straws, we try to find any vishanim we can dig up to be yitz. So we yitz those vishanim, we say before chatzais is good. Then we yitz ben atamshim, we dig up here and there. At the end of the day, we all know in the heart of us, we're not really yitz according to anybody. That when Mikra did, we're not really yitz. And we hold, honestly, you know, you can't be yitz, you can't be.
Isn't there like somebody that says that if you learn Torah, like
you learn Torah, the Zohar Kodesh says, Rav Shimon Yochai says that if you learn Torah, and you don't have to teach Al Shiddus. So the Magen Avraham says what that means is that our Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos. The Zohar was talking about this case where it's impossible to learn to teach Al Shiddus. I remember when I was a little boy, so we used to daven Shabbos afternoon in a little shtibel, and they never ate Al Shiddus. The Rabbi always gave a shiur, no one ate Al Shiddus. So the Rabbi used to always say that we follow the Zohar. Follow the Zohar all year long. So we don't. And the Magen Avraham doesn't say it. The Magen Avraham says you only follow the Zohar in Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos. So why should I do that?
The Magen Avraham rather paskim like the Rebbe Tam, so you should eat
Targimah. The paskim write that we try to do that, but not that we really paskim like the Rebbe Tam. We try the SSA, so we eat some Targimah in the afternoon. We try to be Mechatis to this market. We try all these games in order to be Yotzei Shalshos going to somebody. But in our heart of hearts, we probably don't follow the Rebbe Tam. We don't follow the eating in the morning, so we do our best, and then at the end of the day, we fall back on the fact that we're probably not chayim anyway. We learn, you do something else. Okay, good. So again, that's in terms of shalashas. So one has to be careful to teach shalashas in the afternoon. One should be careful not to teach shalashas too late. What's considered to be too late? So one is not really supposed to start shalashas after shkia. Why is that? Because We paskin like the, most of us follow the minhag hagra, the shittas hagra, that already by shkia is already suffix Shabbos is over. So if you need shalosh shittas after shkia, so then you're not even sure you're being yetzir nitzvah. But it may be worse than that, because not only is it that's only a suffix, but the yetzir nitzvah, maybe one could argue it's only the rabban. Anyway, it's maybe suffix rabban lekul, wouldn't be so terrible to eat shalosh shittas after shkia. The problem is if you eat shalosh shittas after shkia, so you also potentially eat before havdalah. Because once shkia comes, the suffix yom suffix lahadi, you become suffix nischaiv and havdalah. Once you become suffix nischaiv and havdalah, so you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink. The only thing you're allowed to do is drink water before havdalah. You're not allowed to eat a drink before havdalah. So now once you blew shkia, so then the question, should I even eat altogether? Maybe I shouldn't eat. Maybe it's a suffix yisr to eat before havdalah. I'm on the end of psachim. So to avoid all this, one should be careful to eat shalosh shittas dafka before shkia. Poskim point out, once one begins shalosh shittas before shkia, one need not end before shkia. Most poskim assume you can keep on going. Once the suda begins, we'll be able to yom, you can continue. You want to make 3 hours shalosh shittas and tishes and sing for bringers, whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. But once, you shouldn't sit down to actually start the suda after shkia. What if a person mamish mishkia, the mamish blew it, after shkia. So it depends on what you think about Zman Hayom. You know, Moshe had a famous kula for 9 minutes. Maybe it's a suffix, fake, fake. There are different opinions in the poskim. What do you do? But again, this is all after the fact. You should try to make sure to have before. How much you have to eat for Suda Shabbos? So all these meals, there's a mitzvah achila. So the pasha of our mitzvah, you have to eat kezayas. Like all the mitzvahs achila. So there are some who say that you have to eat a kebetza for Suda Shabbos. It has to be mocham, more mochad, a chashav suda. So it requires even a kebetza. That's a chumra, but the ikir din is that it has to be a kezayis. Who is
that? Why is it only
like
what if
you want
to
step
a Shabbos? Like why is it only work if you start to see it before? I
want to
keep Shabbos going
longer.
So why can't you?
Right. So why can't you be yaitzid mitzvah? Right. So but there's still a problem before Havdalah. Because once shkia comes, you technically chayv in Havdalah. So you want to know if you could somehow not worry about that problem. Could we argue that I'm still eating on Shabbos? Because the same way I can start Shabbos early, I can end Shabbos late. Maybe. I don't know. Think about that. So one is supposed to eat at least a kezayis, maybe even a kebetz in terms of Suda Shabbos. What else would a person be eating at the Suda Shabbos? So the Gemara says that on the Ram says that on Yontif you have to eat basar. On Shabbos you need not eat basar. There's a hinder to eat it. You should have a nice meal. And we usually assume that fleshy meals are nice. Like, hooray, go to a wedding. Most weddings are fleshy. And once you eat for a slice of pizza, you go to Golan. So Golan is usually a little more chashev, a little more expensive. So usually we associate fleishik with being a little more chashev as sudas. So people should try to eat fleishik at a Shabbos sudas. Some people don't like fleishik. Some people are vegetarian. Some people have other kapedas. So whatever it is, a person, for that reason, really, really detests eating fleishik. So he's going to eat Shabbos and milchiks also. But all else equal, once you try to eat fleishik to the Shabbos. Shalosh shittas, the minhag Yisrael is, most people don't eat fleishik unless that's your lunch. Most people already have enough fleishik in the morning, so they have a little bit something else. But it's supposed to have dagim, one's really supposed to have fish unto the Shabbos. So the Sefer Kabbalah, the Zohar speaks about having dagim and all the Suda Shabbos. So some say as long as you have one of the Sudas, you have to have dagim. So the question is whether that even applies with Zman Hazeh. So Shmir Shabbos quotes some Achmarim, right? That's Allah Moshe eating dagim. In the days of Chazal, dagim was considered to be a delicacy, a very, very fancy, very special dish. So if you live in a time and place where dagim is such a delicacy, so then that's the proper covered Shabbos, proper earning Shabbos. In our world today, we don't consider fish to be such a high delicacy. So a person likes a piece of chicken better than a piece of gefilte fish. So for him, he's being yet he's covered Shabbos with chicken rather than gefilte fish. So it could be that Bisman is that there's no chiv gomer to eat fish. I split on this one. I don't fish at all the sudas. I usually try to fish at least one suda. Try. Usually shall should have a piece of gefilte fish or something just to be a little bit of tam, a little bit of mashu. Otherwise I could say with a straight face box with dagger the chomatamin. But there are some more mafbid that they try to have fish in all of the shabbos. The most important thing is that the suda should be an enjoyable suda. It should be a becoming suda. So we'll talk a little bit next week about the mikvah kodesh, about what that means exactly, what's included in being making the mechubadik suda and an enjoyable suda, all the different din with oinig and covered and kodesh. So try to remember next week where we left off. Okay, next week we have regular shiur. Okay, unless there's a snowstorm. Okay, otherwise we're away. So next week? No, next Thursday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Okay.
Is there a chiyuv like
smiris
at every meal?
Smiris. Zachiyuv, achiyuv, that's a nice thing. Okay, good. All right, guys.
And that's next year. Oh, next
Thank you. Hmm. I mean, I was